A government report published today has shown a dramatic fall in recorded crime over the last 10 years. With me to discuss the report is the Home Affairs Minister, Kate Pulman. Minister, you must be very pleased with the findings.
Yes, indeed. I was delighted when I was given the figures. When we got elected 10 years ago, one of our priorities was a reduction in the disturbingly high crime figures. Obviously, the policies that we've put into place have had a significant impact so that, during our period in office, there's been a 40% fall in the risk of being a victim of crime.
So, can you pinpoint what measures have had the most significant effect?
Well, I think I'd highlight three things. First, attitudes to committing crime have changed significantly since Peter Miles was appointed head of the police service. He has been successful in getting more police officers on the streets, and this has meant that a much higher proportion of offenders have been arrested during the last 10 years than ever before. Second, a huge amount has been invested in surveillance, particularly closed-circuit television. CCTV has been introduced into most city centres, and it's used widely now in helping to prevent car crime in particular. And third, I'd pick out our Make Amends scheme. Most people found guilty of vandalism are now made to repair the damage they've caused. And this has discouraged young people in particular from causing damage to property. The effect of this is becoming obvious. People are seeing less graffiti in city centres, for example. It's been so successful that a number of other countries are considering adopting a similar policy.
But it's not all good news, is it? While overall crime levels have fallen, some categories of crime have risen quite sharply, haven't they? Street crime is up over 25%.
It's true that there has been a surge in street crime. The reason for this can be found in the huge increase in the number of mobile phones. These have become a particular target for street robbers. But this figure is expected to fall rapidly as new technology starts being introduced to trace stolen mobiles. If they can be traced, they'll be a much less attractive target.
And drug-related crime is on the increase?
Well, it's certainly true that more people were caught selling drugs. It's not clear, though, whether there are more people out there selling drugs or whether there has been better policing and so more arrests.
There have been some questions raised about the accuracy of the figures in the report.
Well, it may be that some minor mistakes were made in collecting the figures, but I don't think anyone would deny the general trends that are reported.
Finally, can I turn to the issue of the public perception of crime, which the report also investigates? It must concern you that despite the number of crimes falling in recent years, a majority of people believe that the crime rate has actually gone up. Everyone you speak to seems to have been a victim or know a victim of crime. If I can give a personal example, my house was broken into only last week and I had my TV and stereo taken. Virtually every person in my road has had a burglar alarm fitted recently.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Yes, there is a problem of public perception, but we're taking steps to improve this. For example, our latest poster campaign is intended to reassure people that violent crime is falling nationally. But it'll take a long time for perceptions to change, I think.
You don't believe, then, as many people do, that crime is actually on the increase, but that fewer crimes are reported to the police?
I do accept that some of the fall might have been caused by lower rates of reporting, but I'm sure this has had a very small impact on the figures.
Kate Pulman, thank you very much.
Thank you.